What to check before buying a used e-bike? A used e-bike can be a smart purchase, but it is not just a bicycle with a lower price tag. The expensive parts are the battery, motor system, charger, display, wiring, sensors, controller, and sometimes the app account tied to the bike. If any of those are damaged, recalled, unsupported, locked to a previous owner, or missing, the deal can quickly become a repair project. The bottom line, do not judge a used e-bike by mileage alone. The battery, charger, recall status, proof of ownership, warranty transfer, app access, and parts availability matter more than a clean photo or a short test ride. A safer used purchase is a bike with a clear serial number, original charger, original battery, proof of purchase, no unresolved recall or official safety warning, no account lock, and a local shop willing to service that exact model. The risks? The battery is the biggest unknown. A used e-bike battery may look fine from the outside while still having reduced range, water exposure, charging problems, or age-related capacity loss. Bosch notes that e-bike batteries are wearing parts and that even an unused lithium-ion battery ages over time. It also recommends checking a battery for visible damage before charging and using only compatible chargers. For a used bike, that means the seller should be able to show the original battery, original charger, and a normal charging process without swelling, overheating, error messages, corrosion, or improvised wiring. A clean-looking battery is not proof of good battery health. Battery range claims also deserve skepticism. Range depends on rider weight, assist level, tire pressure, terrain, temperature, wind, and battery condition. A seller saying it still goes 40 miles is not as useful as a diagnostic printout from a dealer, an app battery health reading when available, or a realistic test ride that uses several assist levels. Recalls and safety warnings can follow the bike into the used market. A used e-bike can be affected by a recall or official safety warning, even if the seller never noticed it or never completed the remedy. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued multiple e-bike-related battery warnings and recalls, including a 2024 warning to stop using Unit Pack Power UPP e-bike batteries with model numbers U004 or U004-1, a 2025 recall of about 24,000 VIVI e-bike lithium-ion batteries, and a warning involving Rad Power Bikes battery model numbers RP-1304 RAD-S1304Y, and HL-RP-S1304. In the RAD warning, CPSC said some incidents occurred when the battery was not charging, not in use, or in storage. This does not mean every used e-bike battery is a problem. It means recall and safety warning checks should happen before payment, not after. Search the exact bike brand, model, battery model number, serial number, and charger model number on CPSC's recall pages and the manufacturer's support site. If the battery label is missing, unreadable, or inconsistent with the bike, treat that as a major warning sign. Certification claims are easy to misunderstand. You may see listings that say UL battery, certified, or safe battery, but those phrases need details. UL 2849 is a standard for e-bike electrical systems that evaluates the drivetrain system, battery system, and charger system combination. For used shopping, the important point is not just whether one part has a sticker, it is whether the bike, battery, and charger are the correct tested combination for that model. Ask for a photo of the certification label and compare it with the manufacturer's documentation. Be cautious with bikes that have aftermarket batteries, generic chargers, rebuilt packs, controller swaps, or conversion kit changes unless you can verify exactly what was installed and whether a qualified shop will service it. Do not try to open, rebuild, or modify a battery yourself. The warranty may not help the second owner. Many used e-bikes are effectively out of warranty even if they are not very old. Trek's U.S. warranty page says its warranty is offered only to the original retail purchaser and is not transferable. Rad Power Bikes Canada's warranty language says the warranty applies only to the original owner and ends when the e-bike is sold or transferred. Specialized lists turbo battery coverage as 2 years or 300 charge cycles, whichever comes first. Warranty rules vary by brand, region, model year, purchase channel, and component, So the listing should not simply say still under warranty unless the seller can prove the terms apply to a second owner. The practical issue is not only free repair coverage. Some brands require dealer diagnostics, proof of purchase, registration, original parts, or an authorized sales channel before they will process claims. A used bike with no receipt may still be rideable, but you should price it as a bike you may have to maintain without warranty support. App-linked bikes can stay tied to the previous owner. Some e-bikes use apps for registration, ride modes, theft features, diagnostics, subscriptions, or ownership transfer. Bosch says removing an e-bike from the e-bike flow app removes it from the owner's account so another user can connect and register it. Cowboy's terms say secondhand bikes may only be activated or transferred if the previous owner has unlinked the bike from their Cowboy account, and Cowboy may refuse activation, transfer, or support if ownership or unlinking cannot be verified. For a used purchase, do the app handoff in person. The seller should remove the bike from their account, let you connect it to your own account, and confirm that any lock, theft tracking, subscription, or digital key feature is no longer tied to them. Do not assume a factory reset button will fix an ownership lock. The serial number and proof of purchase matter. A used e-bike should have a visible frame serial number, and the seller should be willing to share it before the meetup or at least let you inspect it in person before payment. Bike Index notes that many bike serial numbers are engraved beneath the bottom bracket, though some brands place them elsewhere, including the head tube on some rad power bikes. A serial number search is not a perfect theft check, but no serial number. A scratched-off serial number, no charger, no key, no proof of purchase, or a seller who refuses normal verification should make you pause. The safest transaction includes the original receipt or order confirmation, the owner's manual or registration records, charger, battery keys, app transfer, and a bill of sale that lists the serial number. The bike may not be legal or practical for where you plan to ride. The federal bicycle product definition for a low-speed electric bicycle includes fully operable pedals, an electric motor of less than 750 watts, and a motor-only speed of less than 20 miles per hour on a paved level surface under the specified test conditions. That federal product definition is not the same as permission to use the bike on every road, trail, campus, park path, or building property. State and local rules can still affect where different e-bike classes may be used, especially for throttles, Class 3 models, trails, bike paths, parks, campuses, and apartment buildings. For a used bike, look for the class label, motor wattage, assisted top speed, throttle setup, and any modifications. A bike that has been unlocked, chipped, reprogrammed, or converted may be harder to insure, service, transport, store, or use on certain paths. Do not rely only on the seller's description. Compare the label and model information with the manufacturer's specs and your local rules. Red flags, when to walk away. The seller cannot show the original charger, battery keys, or proof of purchase. The battery label is missing, damaged, inconsistent with the bike, or covered by tape. The listing mentions an aftermarket battery, rebuilt battery, upgraded controller, speed unlock, or modified wiring without documentation. The battery shows swelling, cracks, melted plastic, corrosion, watermarks, loose terminals, odd smells, or charging errors. The bike is affected by an unresolved recall or official safety warning, and the seller has not completed the remedy. The app still shows the previous owner, or you cannot register the bike to your own account before payment. The serial number is missing, scratched, painted over, or the seller refuses to let you check it. Local shops say they will not service that brand, model, battery system, or conversion kit. The price only makes sense if the battery is healthy, but the seller will not allow a test ride, app check, or dealer diagnostic. The bike is sold as is, no charger, no key, no questions, especially at a price far below similar listings. Pre-purchase checklist. Get the exact brand, model, model year, frame size, battery model, charger model, serial number, and odometer reading if available. Search CPSC recalls and warnings for the bike brand, battery model, and charger model. Confirm the battery and charger are original or manufacturer approved for that exact bike. Look for certification details, not vague certified battery claims. Ask the seller how the battery was stored, charged, and used, especially during long storage or winter. Inspect the battery case, contacts, charge port, wiring, display, motor area, and controller area for damage or corrosion. Test every assist level, throttle if equipped, lights, brakes, gears, display, walk mode, lock feature, and charging port. Ask a local shop whether it can service that model and run diagnostics before you buy. Confirm whether warranty coverage transfers to you and what proof is required. Complete any app ownership transfer before paying. Verify the class label, motor wattage, assisted speed, and throttle setup for your intended use. Record the serial number on the bill of sale and keep screenshots of the listing and seller communication.